Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Make sure you visit KidNation.com and sign up for Trip A Day, because we're giving a Trip A Day air day. In May. As long as we're on the radio, we're giving away a trip. Sign up at KidNation.com. We'll call out three names in about 30 minutes. And then you just got to be the first one to call back. Set you up in a nice little race there. And Jordan Fisher, he's coming up in about 20 minutes. I'm telling you, you want to hear this guy sing. He was on Grease Live. He was in the Teen Beach movies. He's coming up.
I challenge 20 you minutes. Have your dog around the radio when he sings.
He hits some notes that are...
the only dogs can hear.
In fact, Elena Davies, our phone screener.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, don't call right now because nobody's answering. Could Beyonce hit those notes that you heard Jordan Fisher throw out there?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, she was everything.
Did you score last-second tickets to Beyonce?
I mean, score? Kind of. So my girlfriend Brittany lives out of town, texted me at like 4:30 or 5 with a screenshot of a guy that couldn't make it, had some apparently really good tickets on the floor, and was like trying to get rid of them.
On the floor?
She was like, let's do it.
And I would say that scoring last second tickets.
Well, just wait. And it was pretty good price compared to what they were going for, because we looked. And
you had to pay.
Yeah, we were going to have to pay for them.
Yeah.
But compared, it's like... Way less. I mean, these tickets were probably like close to the thousands, and we were lower than that.
Did you bring your friend to work? Is that her in the back of the man room?
Yeah, that's her right there.
A bathrobe?
Hey.
You brought her wearing a bathrobe?
She's wearing a super cute kimono. Okay.
It's a kimono.
Wendy, JC, you wouldn't know.
But yeah, she texted me. She was like, should we do this? And I was like, I love to have fun, but I'm so the planner, not super spontaneous. I'm like, I have to wake up super early.
Yeah, it's far.
Like, I don't have an outfit. Like, when was the last time I washed my hair? These are things I'm not sure about.
No, you have to when you get good tickets like that.
But I was like, we have to do it. We just have to do it. Right. So she drives 2 hours. It is 5. The concert starts at 7:30. And she drives 2 hours. We meet up. We're trying to get there. She's talking to the guy. Turns out he gives the tickets to somebody else.
Oh, no.
So you don't have tickets.
But that girl that got the tickets had some tickets.
Okay.
So we're like, we'll get those. We show up. He kind of ices, like, no more responding. And we're like,
oh, no.
What are we doing? Like, what's happening? We finally hear back from him.
You're at the venue, no tickets.
Yes, I drove super far, then met her. We got an Uber. This is already costing me money.
Yeah.
And, I mean, plus the $13 of makeup I, like, caked on my face. So, anyways, we were like, well, what's the next step? So, we just go up to Will Call, and we're like, do y'all have any more tickets available? And they're like, yeah, actually, we have 2 tickets, like, front and center on the floor. And it was, you really want to know?
Is it face value at that point?
I cannot imagine that those tickets were
$285.
Can't you walk up to Will Call and be like, hey, I'm Michelle Williams. I'm here for my tickets.
just in case
Beyonce leaves some out there.
Just in case,
got in a spray tan.
I know, right? Like 7.
So homeboy just...
Well, I think he didn't mean to, and he was super apologetic later, and he was like, I guess, works for the venue, so he gets some hookups like that. So he's like, I'll hook you guys up later if I can. So I don't think it meant to happen that way, but I guess the girl gave her tickets away to some other friends or sold them, so it didn't work out. But we were going to pay $200 for his tickets.
So you did it, so you bought them.
So we were there, and we were like, she drove from out of town, so we're like, we are doing this. And we saw where we would have been sitting. Versus where we did sit.
Way better.
She is sweating on me. Like, she is flipping her hair around. And
Beyonce,
she is so close to me.
Wow.
Could you touch her?
No, but I tried so hard. Guys, it was incredible. She probably performed for like 2 hours. And
when you say the show starts at 7:30, what time is that in Beyonce time?
Well, I mean 9:30.
Yeah, because they have opening.
But they have opening.
That's normal.
Yeah, so I think
but
she
that is late, but that's normal.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled's doing the tour with her.
Oh, cool.
So he started at 7:30. She was supposed to go on at like 8:45, went on at 9:30.
That's fine.
And she performed for 2 hours. So many outfit changes, more outfit changes than Lacey in Vegas. And it was amazing. We were like, Halloween costume, Halloween costume, Halloween costume.
Yeah, her tour costumes look
incredible. I could sit there and be entertained by just watching her backup dancers walk. It is everything.
So was it all Lemonade? Was it all new album? Was it?
It was
a
healthy mix. It was a lot of Lemonade. Whenever she would go dress change, it would play Lemonade up there. She did a really cool shout out to Prince and had Purple Rain playing. And it was kind of like a beautiful moment because everybody's phone lights were on and the stadium was dark and then everything was purple. It was really cool.
This was in a stadium, not in an arena, mm-hmm. like Cowboys Stadium or whatever it's called. Okay.
Was it sold out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could look up, and we're like on the floor. You could look up in the top of the rafters. It is full of people.
Really?
Yeah. It took us probably, I did not get home until 2 a.m. because it took us that long to get out, to find somewhere.
The only reason I didn't go is
get a car.
I knew I'd get home at 2.
That's one of the many reasons I wouldn't go.
But I've never seen Beyonce before.
Great show.
It was worth it. I teared up several times because it was so incredible. She is so sweet and like thankful and would talk to fans and it was awesome.
Was Jay-Z anywhere? Did you guys see any of that?
I didn't see him. She wasn't wearing her wedding ring.
Yeah, they haven't been.
She doesn't wear it a lot.
Yeah, it's a concert. I don't know what her typical protocol is for that, but I mean, there's like a song where she like puts her hand up to show her.
Yeah.
Empty.
Put a ring on it. Oh, yeah.
Did she not perform a song that you were looking forward to? Because some people were saying she didn't perform a pretty big hit.
We were convinced. My friend Brittany was like, she's for sure going to come back out and do an encore of Single Ladies, and she didn't. So there was no Single Ladies.
No Single Ladies.
She's over it.
And that's probably, there was a lot of Single Ladies at the show.
I wouldn't mind that.
I would, the thing that I probably would have wanted more of was Partition. She played like a little bit of it.
Uh-huh.
And I could have used a little bit more of that. She even threw in some Survivor by Destiny's Child.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was a good mix of old and new and hits and so good.
I don't even know if you would notice this, but on the news when she's touring, they've had these protests and stuff by police or all of this.
Any protest outside?
Did you see any of that?
I didn't, but also we were for sure didn't arrive to the venue until 9.
You didn't have a normal experience.
So you didn't see DJ Khaled.
No, we missed him completely, but I don't know if I would have been able to last that long in the stadium in my shoes. And I just.
Were you able to Snapchat during the concert or was it pretty dead?
I was able to Snapchat the whole thing. They didn't load until I got home. And
that's the worst.
I know.
Because I was waiting on my girlfriends to see since I didn't go. And I didn't see any snaps all night.
I hate being that super annoying Snapchatter that Snapchats the whole thing.
No, you don't.
No, for concerts, I don't like doing that. I'd rather... Nobody wants to watch a concert on my phone. I believe that. And I want to experience it. But she performed for 2 hours. I Snapchatted some stuff. We were so close, I couldn't not.
Yeah.
So go look at my Snapchat. If you want to see the whole entire Beyonce concert for free.
I had a couple of friends that were Snapchatting. It's you're there. I like it. I like watching them. Just laying in bed.
She was everything, guys. She was everything.
I believe it. I believe it. Yeah.
Queen Bee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I didn't go. I don't know if I could handle it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, I mean, I bet it's a great show. But man, Monday night. Oof.
That's rough. Thank you, Elena, for taking that hit.
Thanks
for
going.
Us.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Anytime, really.
And
truly.
Let us know. All right. Coming up next, you want to hear this guy. From the Teen Beach movies, Grease Live. Now he's got this hit single right here. His name is Jordan Fisher, and I think we got a diamond, you guys. Hear the interview we had with him a couple days ago. Next,
it's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're in the Canal Side Lounge right now with our friend Jordan Fisher.
Oh. Yeah.
Say what's up, everybody.
And I just need to apologize before we start, JC.
For what?
I've already beaten him down.
Yeah, Kelly, Jordan.
I can't help it. I have completely...
No,
you are so sweet.
In our own way, we've already all fangirled because Jordan... is a pug lover.
That's right.
Oh.
So when I saw that, I'm sold. I don't even need to hear you sing. I'm good. I'm done. I'm a fan.
There's kind of an unspoken thing between pug lovers.
Like, we just get it now.
You're part of a club. You don't know that you've joined it, but you're part of a club.
And they think I'm crazy, but I know you get it.
She does denim parties for the dog and stuff.
Yeah, she does full dress.
But my fangirling was because he's in Teen Beach movies.
One and two.
One and two. And my daughter, that was that was our life for 2 years.
Right.
Did she show you the karaoke video?
She didn't show me there's a video?
Yeah.
Please
I skipped
tell
that
me
one.
You were singing.
I think I beat him down enough. No, I showed him all the pictures
she
of the birthday
a bunch of pictures.
Party.
There wasn't a video in sight.
She was wondering if she should show you the video.
She's hiding something.
Maybe after
we'll
she can show
after.
You the video.
We'll do it after.
Go.
Yeah. What made you like the pugs, by the way? Because
That's like you don't see very many cool dudes with the pugs.
Oh, well,
what do we say about that? I don't know about that.
That was so pointed. I'm a big dog guy, really. Like, that's kind of, yeah. I was partly raised by a black lab. So, like, that was my Nana. Like, I've just loved big dogs. I'm also a guy. Like, I like to, you know, like, get down and hug the thing. You can't. I don't know how I ended up with a pug. I don't know. It just kind of happened one day. I met him and fell in love, and he's been easily the best decision I've ever made.
Were you more emotional when you got your puppy or when you first heard your song on the radio?
That's an unfair question.
Right?
That's an unfair question, especially this time of the morning. We just met.
I know. I'm getting really deep with you right now.
I mean, it's two different kinds of mile markers. It's, you know, you work your butt off for it and you kind of forget about the small mile markers that you kind of set earlier on because you're starting to achieve those. And then all of a sudden you hit a wall and you go, oh God, that's me on the radio. I like that a lot. I want that to happen.
Like, I want to keep hearing.
How do I keep making that happen? And I mean, I will never forget. I was in San Diego. It happened, and I was like, wow, this is... And that was that.
Well, we would love to hear you sing a song for us.
Absolutely. The one that you first heard on the radio, is this it?
He's going to sing that.
No. I'm going to eat my way up there.
Okay. That's the close of Kelly.
Okay.
I'm going to start off with one that's on my album, actually. I'm just now starting to sing for people. It's called All I Want to Do, and it goes a little something like this.
Every night, are you dreaming like me? Ooh, oh, I'm in paradise with you as we circle round the moon. Hey, all I want to do is think about what you think about, what you think about. Just know, oh, all I want to do is think about what you think about, what you think about. Oh, baby, all I want to know is every night, are you dreaming like me?
A dolphin note?
Octaves. When I heard you warming up earlier this morning, man. You were hitting that note. Because that must be the hardest one you have to sing live, right? That high.
Is that the highest one I sing live?
No. You go higher?
You go higher than that?
Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan.
It depends on
what
on the,
note is that?
You has a girl ever said...
No, what note was it?
What? It's too high.
You're higher than the guitar. Yeah.
Jordan, that note, though, when in the middle of the song.
We're like...
I'm infatuated with you right now with that note.
Yeah, oh, I told you. Dude.
How do you guys write? Like, do you write it in, or do you just go? I'm just gonna throw this in here real quick.
We kind of just go for it. I mean, like, you know, Nicholas and I have known each other for about a month now, a little over a month. It's we feel like, or at least I feel. I'm not gonna talk for you, but like. I feel like we've been playing together for 30 years. Like,
you guys are exclusive in a relationship.
he's taken. No, he's
in
not,
a relationship
he's
on Facebook.
He's not playing for anybody else ever in his entire career. I don't know. We'll just play. Like, the ending's different usually every time we do it.
Who's the first person that told you, dude, you can sing?
Not my parents.
No, they told you suck?
No, they
they're like, be quiet, Jordan.
Yeah, no, they. I, according to my family, I was tone deaf until I was 10.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a girl in fifth grade that I had a crush on that joined the drama club, so I joined the drama club because duh. And and
did it work?
What's that?
Did it work?
Of course.
Oh yeah, I got her.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, just making sure.
I mean, you're gonna go out there and join the drama club.
No one's ever said no to.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's not the case. I mean, I haven't met Daisy Ridley yet. We'll see what happens. But she ended up being my girlfriend for, you know, fifth and sixth grade.
Nice.
I felt like a baller, and I don't know. I thought it was pretty G. She's happily married now and living her life.
Biggest mistake of her life.
Yeah. Could have had Jordan.
I don't know. But yeah, I joined the drama club and I told my parents, I was like, hey, I got a solo in Schoolhouse Rock. I'm singing Conjunction Junction. They're like,
don't embarrass us.
And I, according to my parents, like when I left the room, they looked at each other and they were like, if he has a solo, what do the other kids sound like? But I don't know. I told them and they came to the show and they were like,
what happened?
What? And so one thing led to another. I ended up doing theater and then moved to LA and pursued TV and film. And I was like, I want to do music
right.
So badly. But you just kind of hope that you are in the right place at the right time. You hope that, you know, you can meet people and make the right music and do the right thing. And hopefully that, you know, when the time comes,
it'll work out.
You know, the sun will shine on you, and you
and
get
Disney
the
helped
shot.
You. Teen Beach, you guys get to sing on
definitely
those.
Definitely helped. Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
You got to do Grease live. That was big for you.
How was that? Absolutely. Would you do another live TV musical like that?
You know, it's hard to say. I can't. I kind of can't imagine me do, at least right now. At least like in the near future, just because. And I was actually talking. We were talking about Hairspray Live and how fun it would be to be a part of that because I love that show. But I was like, I'm so grateful that people loved Grease Live, and I'm so grateful that they liked me and they liked what I did in the show. Like, there's a lot of room for negative press for people to be like, oh, like, he did so well in Grease Live because you got to go to Hairspray and try to get his own. hopefully I'm on tour anyway, you know what I mean? And can watch. I mean, Ariana's a friend and she's, I've been maybe going to be a part of it. I don't know. We'll see. I think Jennifer Hudson might be a part of it. I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know that anything. These are all rumors at this point.
Yeah,
so
I'm glad
we'll see.
Contact with these people because
because we can't help you. We don't know anybody.
We could try. But if you want to play at Al's bar, that's about as far as we can take you
tonight.
Yeah. You got an opening tonight.
What's your karaoke song?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
There you go.
I do karaoke to like do impersonations. Like that's my thing. Or I'll do an entire song like Mr. Herbert from Family Guy. And I'll do, yeah.
Please let me hear your Mr. Herbert.
Oh. I had the time of my life, and I've never felt this way before.
That's so good.
And I swear this is true, and I owe it all to you.
Nice. Very nice.
That's pretty good.
So high notes, musically, impersonations. What do you suck at, Jordan?
Oh, man. Well, I would say golf. We went to Topgolf recently.
Hit a hole in one, though. So
But no, by the end of the day, I found my swing, y'all. It's pretty fun. No, it's addicting. I did first time I've done a drive, like had a real driving range experience like that, and it was so much
it's fun. Like bowling with golf balls, basically. It's fun.
Yeah
because it can be fun.
Well,
even
you
if
get
it's
a
golf.
Score yeah you get a score
because you get to go top golf, not like golf golf
the oh. top golf. Golf
yeah.
Okay
it's a blast.
What's scarier for you, when you perform in front of a group of people or when you have to go audition for a show? Because auditioning to me would be scary.
I love it.
You don't audition for anything real big, a part that you didn't get that you really wanted?
I was almost Donatello in the new Ninja
Turtles.
Are
you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I grew up playing Ninja Turtles in the backyard with my friends, and they always, like, I was the youngest one, so they always made me be Donatello, but I always wanted to be Donatello because he's the smartest one and kicked just as much butt as the other. guys. And so I was like, yeah, I'll be Donatello. I'll get to tell you guys what to do. And then I almost played him in the movie.
So you were pretty bummed when you found out you didn't get it.
I mean,
whatever.
Everything happens for the right reason. That's just kind of, and that's also been my mentality for a long time. If something doesn't work out,
So this is the song.
This is the one that got
you to tears.
This is the first single off of my first album. And so that, you know, that has to be so many things, you know, and I've had this conversation a few times, but like, it's interesting. The first single, hopefully it does well, you know, but initially what you kind of hope and what you dream is that people, you know, take that first single and can go, okay, cool. I know what he's doing. Like, I know, I understand his lane. I understand what he's trying to accomplish. And then this feels like the best way to kind of open up the window to the album and show people what they're going to be getting themselves into.
Hopefully. Well, hopefully in about 10 years, people are like, play that All About Us. And you're like, no, I'm sick of it. Let's play for my eighth album.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hopefully, man. That'd be the goal. I want to do this for a really long time. So,
well, we would love to hear it.
Come on. All right, this is All About Us.
Jordan Fisher.
Fly away with me, baby. I've been falling for days, been lost in the maze. I hope you can save me, 'cause we're going higher. We can both touch the sky, let's follow the sun's low. So let's side it up like we'll never stop. Baby, just be still, let your body talk to me. I'll give you everything you need. We could run away, take you to that place. So let down your head, baby, set your mind at ease. We'll be living in a dream. 'Cause tonight, the stars are shining bright. The life of you and I. No, it's not about us. This is all about us. This is all about us. So bright, we'll be living with our life. Gotta open up our eyes. No, it's not about us. This is all about us. All about, oh yeah, yeah. It's that feeling that you get, hey, when you really love somebody and your worlds are to collide, hey, hey. In the moment you're blinded by a force we can't control it.
All the guys are saying that's unfair, and all the girls are like, can I marry that guy?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're a star.
Yeah. I mean, you have people, you have people who are
all your checks are in the mail,
but you don't like them, so you don't care if they succeed or not, but we want you to succeed.
Yeah. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Good stuff, dude.
And look at his style, JC. Yeah.
Dang, I was thinking to myself, I was like, I wish
where am I going
to
get that jacket?
Where do I get that shirt and jacket?
How are you get it?
You know the Green Bombers where it's at.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go shopping.
Got
to
get some bombers. Got to have at least a bomber.
Awesome.
Thank you for having
me.
And
he's good at Snapchat too, you guys.
Oh man.
Killing it on Snapchat.
I'm fooling on Snapchat. It's crazy.
Are you Jordan Fisher? Everywhere?
Jordan underscore Fisher.
Underscore, okay.
Jordan underscore Fisher.
You
on Snapchat.
Snap that pug?
What's that?
You snap that pug?
When he's with me.
Yeah.
Aww. But All About Us, pick that up on iTunes. You got a
Thank
website
you.
We can go to?
JordanFisherOfficial.com. But, you know, my Twitter is where I, you know, like to engage and talk to you guys. Instagram is like where I usually make my announcements, and Snapchat's where I act a fool. It's all Jordan underscore Fisher.
So. All of it.
And keep us posted on what ends up happening with touring or whatever, who you end up touring with.
Absolutely.
We want to help you out with that. We'd love to come see you, man.
Dude, I would love to have you guys. Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate you all coming and hanging.
It means
a lot.
Thank you. Jordan Fisher, everybody.
Jordan underscore Fisher.
On Snap.
It's a trip a day in May.
courtesy of Visit Florida on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you want to catch that interview that with Jordan, if you missed any of it, we'll have it up at KidNation.com. But right now, we want to send you on a trip, Kid Nation.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, if you've entered at KidNation.com, you are eligible to win this trip. We're giving one away every weekday in May here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And this week, 4 days for four people to Orlando. You'll stay at the Lake Buena Vista Resort, Village, and Spa.
Ooh.
Stay Sky Hotel and Resort. And today's names are... Forgive me if I mispronounce anything. Anita Plancarte, Kim Woodruff, Laura Huffman. Laura Huffman, Kim Woodruff, Anita Plancarte. You got 10 minutes. The first one to call us back wins.
800 Kid Live.
You're on the clock. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's go.
It's a trip a day in May. Courtesy of Visit Florida on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry called out three names.
She did.
One of those people had to call in first to win a trip.
Yep.
And that person is about to be on the phone, you guys. There we go.
Stalling a little bit?
That was stalling a little bit. Now, that's major market right there. Uh-huh. Laura Huffman.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're the first one to call in. You win!
Yay! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I know.
Yay!
I know.
I hope you have three friends, Laura.
I do.
Oh, you good. Do? Okay. Is it going to be an all-girls trip, or are you going to bring a fella?
Definitely all girls.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Nice.
Right then. Call me and let me know when y'all are going, all right?
I sure will.
Yeah, you're going to be going to Orlando, staying there, three of your friends.
Four-day trip, girl.
Check out the beach.
The Lake Buena Vista Resort, Village, and Spa.
Village.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Spa.
Oh, my gosh.
Which friends are you going to be taking, Laura? We're going to put you on the spot.
Probably my best friends, Savannah and Amber, and my kiddo, Eva.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to take
Eva.
Got it all planned out.
Does every girl have a friend named Amber? I feel like every girl has an Amber.
Probably.
Amber or Brittany.
Yeah. Kelly, you don't have an Amber?
I know an Amber, but she's not a friend.
Sorry, Amber.
I don't love her.
Yeah.
I've met her once, I think.
Yeah. Laura, was it simple to sign up to win this trip?
I'm sorry?
Was it pretty simple to sign up to win this trip?
Super simple.
Right?
Did you think we'd ever call your name?
No, not a chance.
Yeah. You only signed up once, right, Laura? You already knew? Just keep it in there and it'll happen? Well, you won, Laura. Thank you so much for listening at the time you were supposed to listen and you called in. You won your trip. Have fun. Take pictures.
Thank you.
All right, Laura. Laura Huffman going off to Orlando, Florida.
All right.
With three of her friends. Or two friends and a kiddo.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
We'll do it every day.
Jenna, do you have an Amber?
I have an Amber that does my hair that I like. I don't have an Amber, though, that I'm not in my close
circle of
girlfriends.
With?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have an Amber.
I mean, I know one Amber, obviously, but...
I met that one that posed in Playboy a long time ago. That's the only one I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, she's
cool. I don't know. I met her once.
Yeah.
She had big boobies.
Hey, boo!
So!
Oh, man. She does.
Why? She does. I know she does.
A couple messages about... about Jordan Fisher.
I'm just waiting on my phone.
She had big boobies.
I'm just waiting on my phone to ring
that's
right
her.
Now.
Amber Campisi. That's her friend.
Oh, well, I didn't say that.
Yeah. She's sleeping. She ain't up. Yeah. I guarantee you. She
did you date her?
No, I just know her. She's not one of the girls.
Oh, we were like, I'm waiting on my phone ring. I'm like, I didn't know
this club
you
girl.
Dated her.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just on the club in the scene, you know?
Her family makes great pizza.
Yes.
Great pizza.
Oh, yeah.
So Jordan Fisher was just on the show. We're getting a lot of text messages about this.
Oh my gosh, what did everyone think? Because I know we were blown away in our small group that got to listen.
Most people are talking about this.
He didn't even try. Just hit
Dude.
It.
He didn't take a deep breath.
Dude, that's like
he didn't like look nervous before that note. He just like bleh.
That's like emergency broadcast, you know.
And here's the thing. He taught himself to do that, and JC has been known to say repeatedly,
Many times.
If I practice something long enough, I can do that too.
All right.
I challenge you, JC, to learn how to do that note.
I got something on it. Right
to learn
now.
How to do.
Yeah.
He taught himself.
You got to practice.
I got to practice. I'm not ready right now.
You got to practice. And I don't know how long it took him. We didn't ask him that question.
We'll give you a week.
Yeah. I got
20. Maybe a month.
I got 20.
A month?
That gives you plenty of time to practice.
But I.
Let's hit it again. You have the note isolated?
Yeah, I got the note isolated. Yeah. Of course I do. It's my favorite thing right now.
All
right. Some of the text messages we got, Derek wrote us and said, there's no way that was live.
It was live.
Oh, that was
live.
Was,
dude, we were right there looking at it. That was live. Not doctored, not nothing.
Dude.
Yeah. He had a track.
Yeah, there's a track for that.
He
song,
was live.
But,
yeah, that note was live, and then we're going to post the other songs, too.
Yeah, it was a very long interview. We had to edit it down to what we played on the air.
Yeah.
We had a lot longer with him than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was on Kid TV. You can go to kidtv.com and check it out because he sang a few songs for us. It was great.
38 minutes with him. We were only going to spend about 10 to 12.
15.
And this guy was just so captivating that we had to keep talking
captivating.
To him.
And next week, JC will hit that note. I got $20 right here if you hit it.
Why can't I say captivating without you laughing at me?
Because you're funny.
Next month? We're giving him a month?
I don't think, you know, give him some time. You want to set him up for success.
Yeah, Al.
Okay. I'm sending him about $20.
You just can't throw me in the middle of the lawn and expect me to mow right.
You
like
had
you
a...
did the other day. I'm still mad. He just threw me in the middle of the pool and expected me to swim.
Yeah, I can't believe he just, like, called you out on the air for being terrible
I just assume that a man that's 30-something years old at some point has pushed a freaking lawnmower before.
I have. I told you that's how I made my prom money.
What I understand is why you didn't know that you're supposed to start normally with, like, the wheel, like, on, you know, off the lawn and, you know, to get the
Jenna
full edge, right?
This.
Like, isn't that how you're supposed to start?
Yes,
like,
Jenna,
you have
I told
to,
you.
It's like when you're trying to vacuum an edge. Like, you got to start with the wheel off the lawn to make sure you get the full edge.
I grew up in the concrete jungle, Jenna.
Yeah, so you put the wheel on the concrete and the other one on the grass.
I didn't have a lawnmower. We didn't have a garden or anything. We didn't have any grass. We just had stairs.
But
go down.
Hey, if it makes you happy, good for you. Because it's so nice to just look outside and see someone mowing my lawn. And I don't have to put the effort in.
Yeah, man. But Jordan Fisher.
Yeah.
Back to this guy.
Yes, back to Jordan.
So I have a month to learn how to hit that high note.
1 month. All right.
Yeah. Oh
man.
How high can you go right now?
How high can you go?
I think you're on your way.
You're on your way.
No, I'm not.
You are on your way.
Hands down, best singer I've ever heard. That's
you're halfway
Chrissy.
There.
Let me see what I can do.
But it has to be controlled.
He's just singing along and...
Yeah.
Wow, you know? Kelly, look at
see,
that.
You can hit that.
I'm a girl.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm not Mariah Carey, head voice.
Yeah. What about you, Jenna?
You guys.
Come on.
Jenna.
I know I'm a girl.
What's the highest you can get?
You guys, and I'm like super low and raspy today.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
The highest I can get?
Highest.
Sing along low and then...
We want dogs to bark at the radio.
Hey, I heard it. I heard a little whistle in there.
I think that was our vocal cord tearing.
Yeah, I think it was too. You guys know my vocal cords don't even touch all the way like they're supposed to. I have so many nodes on them. They don't even meet in the middle.
Oh, let's compare Jordan Fisher's high note to another incredible singer, Adam Lambert.
Okay.
Ooh.
Who you guys know I went to high school with.
Yes,
yeah, I heard.
You heard about that, Al?
Uh-huh.
Adam Lambert.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good. No, see?
Dang, Jordan. Back at it again. What octave is that?
I don't even know. I feel like it's off the register. It might be the highest ever for a dude, right?
I've only heard Mariah Carey hit a note like that. Like, what is it? Sweet Dream?
It's like a head whistle thing she
had
going on.
Yeah, that's what she does, a head whistle. Yeah. She was doing a note, though.
She really can't hit. I mean, at a certain age, your voice just won't do that anymore.
And to talk to her, she's kind of raspy as well.
His guitar player couldn't hit that high. Like, his guitar wouldn't go that high pitched on it. Text?
Yes.
Who cut the grass at your old house, JC? Again, I
hit a service.
I did.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You just now decided or discovered the joy of mowing your own grass.
This is my forever house.
Yeah.
This is my forever house. This is my kids are going to go to high school, so I got to save money. That's what I'm trying to do.
All right.
Al, help me out with that.
Yeah.
You want to come again next week?
I'm interested to see after the course of a year if you really save money between if it breaks down, you have to fix it, you have to buy the fuel for it.
That's just simple math.
Al says he's never changed the oil.
In a lawnmower?
Yeah.
I haven't. And maybe you're supposed to, but I've added oil.
Right.
I've never changed the oil in a lawnmower. Or a car, but.
You've added oil, but never changed it from your lawnmower.
Yeah, yeah.
See? And his lawnmower is how old?
But he doesn't even use it.
5 years old.
5 years
old. Except
it might be to his mom's.
Might be 10. Yeah, I still use it.
That's not that old.
It might be 10 years old. I don't know. But, I mean, that's just me. I'm the guy at the Home Depot said, yeah, you need to change the oil every once in a while, blah, blah, blah. It depends on how much you use it. But, you know. We'll take care of all that.
Yeah,
you just hit that high note. You just hit the high note 30 days.
We do.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we want to give another camp away.
All right.
You know, because kids are about to get out of school. And remember, when you were a kid, you wanted to go to camp.
Yeah.
Especially now that they got all those cool camps.
Yeah.
Make them hit that high note.
Yeah. This one is not going to be hitting the high note. This one is all about the kitchen.
All right.
We have a little kid who wants to be a chef.
Wow.
We'll make that dream come true next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we've been giving away camps to the kids,
yeah,
you know, for the last couple of weeks because it gives mom a little bit of freedom during the summer because the kids are home from school.
Yeah, what do we do with them?
I know, right? What do you do with the kids? Send them off to camp, but sometimes you can't afford to send them to camp.
And camps these days are so cool, you know?
There is so much different. Yeah. Jenna, you probably like this camp we're about to do here.
I didn't even know there was something like this, so I'm so excited.
Read us the letter from Emma.
Okay, yes. This is from Emma. It says, hi, Kid Craddock Morning Show. My name is Emma. I am 8. I love to cook. My favorite thing to watch on TV is any cooking or baking show. I like Guy's Grocery Game Show. I even asked Santa for cooking and baking supplies. Young Chefs Academy has many camps that I would like to go to. I would learn how to make sweet treats. Please help me go to baking camp.
Baking camp?
I had no idea.
Oh, my God.
Who knew these things existed?
Right.
On the phone right now is Emma's mom, Andrea. Hi, Andrea. How you doing?
I'm good.
What a sweet little girl you have, by the way.
Thank you.
How great that she loves to cook at such a young age. Do you like to cook?
No.
Oh, does she cook for you?
She does not get it from me.
Oh. Where did she get the bug from then?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, her grandmother does.
Okay, so she probably got it in with the grandma. Now,
just skipped a generation.
Yeah, just skip one. What's probably your favorite dish that Emma makes, Andrea?
Well, she made me sour cream pancakes.
Whoa,
for Mother's Day.
What?
Sour cream pancakes?
You put sour cream?
It was supposed to be waffles, but we didn't have a waffle iron, so my dad and I decided to make pancakes with the batter instead of waffles.
Hold on. Put sour cream in the pancake batter?
Uh-huh.
I've never heard of such a thing.
No, I've heard of this, but only in, like, top chef situations.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like a little top chef junior master, you know?
She watches all those shows, and she wants to be on one of those shows.
Maybe she will, especially after what we're about to tell you. But I want to know, Andrea, Emma has a little 4-year-old brother, right?
Yes.
So
Weston.
She's not just a good cook and baker. She's also a really good sister taking care of her brother, right?
Right.
And your son, Weston, has cerebral palsy?
Yes.
Okay, and you were telling us, Emma basically acts like, he's like, that's my second mommy right there.
Wow.
Right.
And she cook, what,
sweet.
Does he like eating her food as well?
She loves to cook and try new things all the time.
He's a good test kitchen. Here, Weston, you eat it.
Yeah, you're gonna try it, buddy. All right, well, you know, since Emma appears to be one of the greatest kids alive right now. we want to reward that. So here's what we're going to do for Emma. Okay, Andrea?
I think Emma's listening. Are you listening, Emma?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen to this, Emma. We're going to give you a full week of Camp Can I Cook? You're going to go to Young Chefs Academy. Young Chefs Academy is going to give you a chance to get creative in a kid-friendly and safe kitchen, Mom, so don't worry about
it.
They have lots of camps like Food Truck Adventures, Baking Masters, World Traveler Chef, Pantry Panic, and Celebrity Chef, where you can learn to cook recipes from famous chefs. But you already got this, Emma, allegedly.
Congratulations, Emma.
Thank you.
We're so excited for you. Can you bake us something after you go to camp? What you learn?
Cookies.
Weston wants cookies.
Yep.
Awesome.
Hey,
I was listening to you talk about those waffles. Do you have a waffle iron yet?
No, we don't.
We're going to send you a gift card. I'm looking at Amazon.com right now. They're not really expensive. How about if we send you a gift card to get a waffle iron for Emma?
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Cool. Hey,
there you go. Emma, you're going to have a waffle iron now. Congratulations.
Thanks to Uncle Big Al.
Yeah, yeah.
I love waffles.
Yeah.
Bacon waffles are the best.
I know. It sounds like you have your hands full there.
Yeah.
We'll let you go, and you guys can go and look up this camp online and check it out, okay?
YoungChefAcademy.com is where you can check that out. And tell Emma to have a blast. Take a lot of pictures for us, too, Andrea, okay?
We will.
All right. Bye, guys.
Take care. Have fun.
Bye. Thanks.
Enjoy your summer, Freedom.
I'm always amazed at what I see children do on those, you know, the MasterChef Junior. I'm sorry, I'm confusing the names, but whatever I watch, and I see these little kids making, like, poached eggs stuffed in chicken. Like, I don't even know what they're doing and the way they describe it.
Yeah, I saw some kids making soft-boiled eggs perfectly.
If you can somehow master the flip of the pancake as a kid,
that's
the
fun.
Greatest feeling. Or you
it
put
is.
A whole bunch of Pam in the bottom of the skillet and flip that pancake
flip.
And make it go over. Woo!
Did your mom even let you get close to fire when you were that young?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was, like, insistent on learning. You wait until it's all bubbling and then flip it.
Yep. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed our interview with Jordan Fisher, you missed that. We'll have it up at KidNation.com. Thank you to all the messages letting us know of all the other people that can hit high notes. Really appreciate those.
I talked to him after the interview. I forgot to mention this. He's left-handed, but he plays the guitar
right-handed
because of an auto accident that he had, and he doesn't have full use of his left hand.
Look at that. Fun fact from Big Al Mac right there.
Yeah.
Speaking of you, Big Al Mac, this is from Amber. Before we get into Does That Make Me Crazy? Please, please, please ask Big Al to close his legs in all future Canalside Lounge interviews.
Oh, my God.
It's bad. We even after that was called to our attention, we went and looked.
Yeah, it's bad. The package is out there. Just out there. Not in a good way either. It's uncomfortable. Thanks.
Sometimes you just have to, you just have to sit down and let everything kind of air out.
No.
No,
you don't.
Not when there's a camera aimed at you.
You have to just kind of just,
we don't
want to
be witness to your airing.
It's just gross and weird,
Weird is just how sit down, man.
Okay, all right. Let's go into Does That Make Me Crazy? Please close your legs. All future interviews, Big Al.
Right,
you've been asked to do it.
Every one of us on the show, except for you, manages to do that.
Right. Which is weird considering things I wear.
Yeah. You would think Jenna or Kelly would have a slip.
We're sitting at a weird angle.
I have the most down in that. Well, never mind.
All right.
Really?
800-543-3548.
He just insulted you.
Wait.
I didn't insult anybody.
He's saying you are able to sit with your legs closed easily because he has more to work with.
I have more down there.
My wife saw it when we were on the sleeping bag, and she's like, eh.
Not impressed.
More down there.
Jenna saw it.
Unimpressed.
Kenzie
and
Jenna said it.
It was actually a shared experience between Kenzie and I. It was traumatic.
Come on. I know.
I would dare to say disappointed.
Disappointed.
Dude, okay.
I would dare to say stereotype. Breaking.
Stereotype destroyer, man.
I know what's going on. I know. I wouldn't try
to call me out like that.
Trying to front nobody out.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Just saying, you know.
Mm-mm-mm. Please. You're probably in the bottom tier here at the office.
No.
From what I understand.
Nope.
All right. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Why'd you whisper? Just because?
Because I'm feeling sexy.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you should. When I'm eating a banana, this is from the text. When I'm eating a banana in my car, I feel like I have to duck down and hide my first bite. Because it's awkward. Does that make me crazy?
Ring, 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 banana phone.
I don't know. It's a banana song, dude.
Banana phone.
It does not make you crazy, because it is awkward.
It is awkward.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me in the slightest. I will eat my banana in front of anyone.
Oh, really?
I don't like the biting. I don't like eating it that traditional way. So I break it in half with my hands and eat it.
Kelly, you may not be allowed to go to China because in China, they have banned live stream of people eating bananas.
Because people have made it into something that it's not. It's just eating a banana.
Eating a banana is just seductive no matter how you look at it.
No, it's not.
It's just not
when I eat it.
According to China. Okay, coming up later, we're going to have video of Kelly eating a banana.
Watch me eat a banana all day. I don't care.
I need to feature you in banana cam.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You haven't gotten her yet?
I haven't gotten her yet. I feel like Kelly would get mad at me. I got to wait till after we film. Kelly might be featured in banana cam on my Snapchat. Banana.
That was us being edgy right there, y'all.
Does That Make Me Crazy?
That was as edgy as we get right there.
Yeah.
Banana cam.
Sorry to China and all the people that love the banana
Well, they ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, they banned it. you know, there's worse things going on in the world than people eating bananas seductively.
Sausage right? on a stick, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, corn dogs. I have a zombie plan, an escape route for all places I'm at, especially places like home, work, school. Does that make me crazy? Nah, man.
Makes you trendy. This is not the first time we've heard of this.
I don't think escape plan makes you crazy. I think it makes you smart. I'm the same way. I always think about where I'm sitting or where I would exit if something bad happened.
Not
I think that's the
zombies.
World we live in. I don't think that makes you crazy. Yeah. I think you should. When you sit down in a restaurant or in a movie theater, I always think about where are the exits.
You're an aisle person. You like to sit on the aisle at the
Absolutely.
Movies.
Yeah. I like to sit right there. Because I'm like it's every man for themselves at some point.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to sit with my back facing like where the people are coming from.
Yeah.
That's a man thing I've learned. When you go on dates, men like to sit facing the door.
It's the gentleman thing to do.
That's
yeah.
what I've
I like
learned.
To see what's going down.
You so we like to watch the TV. Yeah.
Or in Al's case, he can run out before you.
Well, I like to see if the waiter's coming so I can go out without paying my check.
Right, right.
Not true. Don't do that.
A couple more from the text before we go to the phones.
All right.
If I'm the first one at the light, when it turns green, I feel like I'm everyone's leader. And if I don't take off right away, I feel like I failed them. Does that make me crazy?
You have. That's yeah, why they, that's why they honk at you.
It's a lot of pressure to be the first one in line.
Everybody needs to chill a minute. It makes me, when somebody honks at me when the light just barely turns green, I'm like, it makes me want to just sit there for a little bit longer.
Your job as the leader of the light is to go.
No, your light is to chill out for just a
second. Well, first of all, you have to take another look just in case somebody's running
somebody
the light.
Somebody runs a red light, you could be killed.
Yeah. You do have to look left and right before you go.
And then the bozo behind me honking because I'm trying to be safe
but
and
you need
spare
to,
my life.
Oh. But you need to, like, it's a gentle honk in that case. Mm-hmm.
You know which bozos get to me? When you go in the far right lane and you're turning.
And someone stopped.
No, I don't mind that so much. That's fine. But it's the ones where you're stopped and it says no turn on red. And you got the idiot behind you honking at you to go.
Because
it's clear, but he doesn't know the signs there. Those people make me mad. Like, I'm stopped for a reason. I'm courteous.
Driving's frustrating.
Driving is frustrating.
Let's go to the phone.
Let's go to the phones, Big Al Mac. Let's kick it off with Marissa here. Marissa, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Let's see if you are.
Hi.
Hi.
I love you guys so much. I just wanted to say.
I love you too.
Okay, well, I am a sophomore in high school, and I see animals in people.
Ooh.
So you can determine what animal somebody would be by staring at their face, basically?
Yes. Like, when I'm bored or I'm taking a test, I, like, look around the room, and I decide what animals my friends are.
Mm. Have you done that with us on the show?
Yeah, do you know what we look like?
I have. JC, you remind me of a Shih Tzu, like the dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A Shih Tzu?
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah. Okay.
Those
right.
are cute dogs,
What about Jenna?
Okay.
Jenna, like kind of like a big cat, like a jaguar.
Ooh.
Jaguar.
She's gotten lion before.
Yes. I appreciate
a member
that.
Of the cat
Thank
family.
You.
A feline, okay.
All right, I'll Kelly? Take that.
What about Kelly?
I would say like a prairie dog.
Okay. Because?
Like the ones that put
like
their...
a prairie dog, like pretty.
A pretty prairie dog.
Prairie dogs
oh my
are
gosh,
really
Kelly,
cute.
You got to follow Prairie Dog Pack on Instagram. Yeah. It's hilarious. The prairie dog goes out on his boat and drives around.
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and say thank you.
Yeah. That's a cute animal. All right, Marissa.
They're skinny, Kelly.
Marissa's telling us which animals we resemble, according to her, because she sees animals in every person. Now, Big Al Mac?
I would say like an ape or a gorilla.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
All right.
That's it.
Okie dokie, Smokey.
Should have quit with prairie dog.
No, Marissa does not make you crazy. It does not make you crazy. It makes you cute. It makes you cute.
All right. You go to school there, okay?
Have a great day at school,
Marissa. Go to school today. And,
you know she meant no
ill will. I love her. I love her.
Meant nothing by it.
I love her. I want you to go to school and have a great day.
Yeah, she is.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Talk to you later, Marissa. Did she go?
Yeah.
All right.
I just went ahead and...
She didn't mean anything by that.
Okay, black folks, I had to let that one slide. She's in 10th grade.
She didn't mean it that way at all.
Because if she did, she would have done that with everybody.
But wow. That just happened.
All the animals.
That just happened.
I let it slide.
I was thinking. I was like, man.
I let it slide.
I'm trying to look at Al. I'm like, what? Like, what would I go without?
She's probably home like,
what?
You figured out.
I feel like you look like your
bear,
dog.
Al. You know what? We're making
black
it worse.
Bear offensive?
We're making it worse. No, a big bear? Good.
Yeah, we love you, Marissa. Right.
We do love
you. You didn't do anything wrong, baby.
Let's move on. We're making it worse.
Not
do anything wrong.
Not great. Kevin.
Hello?
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good, and you guys?
We're doing great.
Wonderful.
What's up, Kevin?
We're doing, does that make
I'm,
me crazy?
I'm online looking for prairie dog t-shirts right now.
I just tagged you in a prairie
and
dog.
I don't want people to think I'm vain wearing myself. That's kind of egotistical.
What's up, Kevin?
Go ahead, Kevin.
So whenever I buy a bag of Skittles from, like, a convenience store, I always eat them either two at a time or four at a time to see if they put an even number of Skittles or an odd number of Skittles.
Interesting.
In a Skittle bag.
In your studies.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes, it does. And
it's more like research.
It is research, but it's still kind of crazy.
What have you found?
I found out that they usually put more even numbers than they do odd numbers.
See? His research. That's what he discovered.
That is great.
If I have an odd number of Skittles, I usually give that last one to somebody else.
Yeah, that's friendly.
That's what we
friendly thing to do.
That's very nice of you. Mostly right. Even.
Or you could save all your odd number Skittles and by the end of the year have enough to eat like a whole bag of even number Skittles.
I don't think you're crazy. It sounds a little OCD.
No, it's research.
Research.
Okay.
He wants to be crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll give you slight
you're crazy.
Crazy, Kevin.
Yeah,
Kevin wants to be crazy. This was just wasteful. Billy.
Look at you prejudging his crazy as wasteful.
These are delicious.
What do you
things?
Do, Billy?
Billy.
What's up, Billy?
Turn down
I'm
your radio,
sure
Billy.
I'm not sure if it's crazy or not, but anytime I eat French fries, I'll pick up a fry and I'll take a bite out of it, and the piece that's left in my fingers, I'll throw away.
Well, we actually had a lady do that with tortilla chips.
Tortilla chips, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It was dirty because she touched it.
Huh. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cray.
So you do it with French fries. You're just germophobic, maybe. And you're listening to yourself
listening
on the radio,
to the radio,
so you can't right. Talk to me right now. So right, we're going to move
down.
On.
Yeah, Billy.
See you, Billy.
See you later, buddy.
It's really fun to hear yourself on the radio, though. I get that. Yeah. I get that. I've been that person. I mean, I get it. I'm not mad. It's just that you can't talk to you.
Nobody likes a mad prairie dog. Kelly.
Yeah. I'm not mad. I'm just saying I've done that before. I've done that. I know.
Kelly, the angry prairie dog.
I'm not angry.
I just tagged you in a
prairie dog over there.
The prairie dog is cooking bacon and eggs. So
oh,
I tagged
I love
you
that.
In the video.
Prairie dog. The ones that poke their heads out of the holes in the fields, right? Looking all
who
like
would have thought dirt. One round does that make me crazy offended everyone.
I'm not offended.
I'm not offended.
No, I'm fine. Yeah. I'm fine.
You got a jaguar.
I'm going to find me a really cute T-shirt.
What animal would you like to be, Kelly?
I'm fine with prairie dog.
You're fine with prairie dog?
Out of all the animals in the world, prairie dog T-shirt.
They have reddish hair.
They do.
Oh, look, there's prairie dog T-shirts.
I'm looking at a prairie dog right now,
there
Kelly.
It is, prairie dog pack. Other people follow it. It's a hot Insta
cute.
Account.
Cute. That is cute,
it
Kelly.
Does look like you.
A little rat.
Yeah.
So cute.
Oh my God.
Poor Marissa. Cause in thinking she's going to talk on the radio.
I'm not mad. I'm really not mad.
All right. Emily.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Emily? Baby. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. Yeah. I've been listening to you guys for about 20 years.
Thank you very much.
I love you guys.
Which show was your favorite? What date and time?
Oh, goodness. I loved when JC got on the show, but I love you all.
Aw.
Thank you.
Aw.
JC's your favorite, though.
You keep going.
Yes.
What do you do that makes you crazy?
Go ahead, Emily.
So whenever I read the time, I read it like it's an area code, and then I say what up to the city in a ludicrous voice.
Okay, what time? What time is it in your city right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
It is 8:45, but I don't know that area code.
That's
so you have to say
one.
To the 803.
Yeah.
What up, 803? That's South Carolina.
So, like, 214, if it's, like, 214, I'm like, what up, Dallas?
Yes.
Hang on.
It has to be the time. Okay, I get it.
It's got
to
be the time that it is right now.
Hold on just a second.
I have the time as 8:41 Central.
8:41. Is there an area code?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
Where is it?
Oh, crap.
Come on, because Emily wants to do her shout-out. While we wait, let's
cuteness.
We'll take a listen to the song while Al gets the area code. It's
no, it's like a toll-free.
Canada.
Okay, now we're at 842. Is there an area code for that?
I don't know. I don't have them all memorized.
But yeah, you can't. You're not good on the eights.
Yeah, plus 84 and then one's
I'm
Vietnam.
I'm kind of weak in that area.
That is pretty cool, though.
I think it makes you kind of crazy, but in a cool way.
It's cute crazy,
okay.
Emily.
I
it's
like
cute crazy.
Okay, I'll take it.
I like it.
All right.
Welcome to the Cute Crazy Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And we'll take one more here. Oh, Al.
What up, Dillis?
This one's for you. Angela.
Hey, all you groovy animals.
Angela, that is the greatest.
What's up, Angela?
Ever.
Okay, so whenever you guys would introduce Beat the Bank and whoever says Beat the Bank.
Oh, that's Al.
I'm like, I have to turn the radio down. Like, I'm like, oh, no, I can't hear that. I can't hear that.
Why?
I can listen to the game, but I cannot hear you guys go Beat the Bank.
What is it? What
Don't
is it about
a new jingle.
Is it too creepy?
It's like, I don't know. It's that whispering, like, and turn it down.
Yeah, I get it.
Into the game.
Yeah.
But
imagine this, Angela. We're wearing headphones, so we feel Al's voice tickling our ears when he's doing
yes.
that.
Yes, it's like it just goes down into my skin, and I'm like, no.
Yep.
So I can
turn it down. But I love the game.
And freestyle it.
Angela. You're gonna make her turn off the channel. Angela.
Does that make her crazy?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Sure. But she's probably lazy.
Oh, my, she doesn't like it.
Angela.
You're making her skin crawl.
Yeah, Al. You're grossing her out.
Turn this down.
Yeah. So it turns out Angela could not date Big Al, man. Angela, you have a wonderful day.
Add her to the list.
Yeah.
Right?
Of women who can't date Big Al.
Oh, my gosh. It's ever growing.
Membership is growing.
Yeah.
Super fast. We'll take one last one here.
One mo. Uno mas.
Lakita.
Shut up.
Hello.
All right.
What's up, Lakita?
Lakita, I'm going to guess you may be crazy here based on what I can see so far. Go
oh
ahead.
Oh, my.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I have, when I'm eating any type of food, I'll take a bite of it, and I'll chew it for like maybe one or two chews, for instance, and I take it out of my mouth, I smell it, and then I chew it. I finish chewing it.
Lakita!
Why?
That's
why?
The nastiest thing I've ever heard in my
no
life.
Idea. It's something I've always done, even with gum. And like yesterday, I was at work and I put a piece of gum in my mouth. I took a couple of chews, took it out, and I'm looking around to make sure my coworkers wasn't looking at me while I smell it.
No,
How do you get by on a like
first
on a
date.
First date on a dinner date that's when you take a bite of something?
Oh, that is so hard. That is so hard.
That is nasty.
Are you married, Lakita?
No.
No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.